When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
When Luigi Mangione was arrested for allegedly shooting the CEO of United Healthcare, he didn't just spark outrage. He ignited a cultural firestorm. Is the system working, or is it time for a reckoning? I'm Jesse Weber. Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus.
Craig, stop banging on the closet door for a second. I got an idea.
Trisha, I know you've been here the whole time, but how great to hear you again.
Craig, it is great to be speaking again. And really, isn't it the bravest act for any woman to find their voice and then be willing to...
Don't belabor it.
Got it. Save it for the Patreon. Okay, so, with Ward barricaded in that storage closet...
Good luck getting past this impenetrable wall of Keurig cups.
Right. With him in there, this may be our chance alone with,
Tim Sniffen, patriotic science volunteer.
Ugh, hearing enthusiasm coming from that voice? It's painful, right?
Ugh, it's like fingernails against Paul Lind.
You know, the lack of respect you've shown Director Ward, it's beneath both of you. I expected more.
Oh, right, because I guess in your bright-eyed view, we're all equals?
sure.
Craig, did you see that?
I looked away for a second to check my favorite Instagram account, Cats with Jobs, but otherwise, yeah, I know I caught it.
Okay, I know what to do. First, damn it, another transmission.
Okay, I'm on it. People of Earth, we've been through a lot together, and I've never let you down. So, as sure as summer in Chicago won't arrive till halfway through August, and three Marvel movies have been released since I started talking, I am asking you to believe the following podcast is not real. You can do that for me, right? Then sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and 2 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still receiving a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I used that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You do seem to be in a better mood than last week, Chunt.
Yes, tis a pity my uncle died. But, Arnie, I have... I got something behind my back. Do you want to see what it is?
Sure, why not?
I have presents. One for you, one for me, one for Usador. Let me open up the box here.
Seems like you got one for yourself.
Well, yes, always get a present for yourself. What they are, everybody open. Arnie, you seem to be having trouble with the paper. Let me just... These are very rare. Father of Pearl. You don't see a lot of Father of Pearl.
Ooh. No. Friendship. You know, people don't talk enough about the Father of Pearl.
Okay, Arnie, don't die on this hill.
It's all about the Mother of Pearl.
This is Father of Pearl, and these are friendship bracelets. Enchanted friendship bracelets. When we put them on, everybody put them on, we will feel each other's pain.
But what?
We will feel each other's pain.
Oh, shit. I said before I put it on, but I was actively putting it on while I said that.
Yeah, I noticed that. Sorry.
Are we going to feel all of each other's pain? Like, is it physical? Is it emotional pain?
I think it's just physical. Although okay. I am feeling a little annoyed. Huh.
Well, if it was emotional pain, I would destroy you both.
How's that?
I am a rollicking turmoil of emotion. A ne'er-ending storm whose eye knows no rest.
Ugh, Usador, are you feeling how exhausted I'm feeling by you right now?
Yeah, I feel that a little bit.
A little bit.
But I thought this way we just kind of get to, you know, have a shared experience, get to see where each other's coming from.
Okay. We should test it out.
Oh, right in the nose. Oh.
Oh, yeah, I felt that. Oh.
Okay. Let me, you know, we haven't used this in a while. Let me try out this pain box. Put my hand in.
Ow, 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 ow. Stop.
Why'd I keep that thing?
And here, let me pick up this piece of lumber, and I'll swing around, and you guys try to avoid it.
No. Ooh, I ducked. Oh, still felt it.
Wait, but you hit that other person.
Hey, come on now. Come on. What are you doing?
No, Kittle.
Hold on, Chun. You got Kittle, one of those bracelets?
Arnie, you said he was one of the most beloved patrons of the bar.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't gotten any emails about Kittle yet, but
I'm not a patron. I work here.
Yeah, one of the most beloved members of the staff here.
Yeah, I'm a bat. I got a dandelion for a hat.
That's right. Of course, look, obviously we know that. But you're a bat. You've got a dandelion for a hat.
Arnie, can I just say, can I complain for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
I get that Kittle's, like, lovable, but half of his shtick is just describing himself.
Mm-hmm.
It wears thin.
And it always rhymes, too. Like how he's got...
I got two little shoes, and I'm here to share the news.
Oh.
Okay, Kittle, what's the news?
Yeah, what's the news, Kittle?
What is
it? Oh, of course, his catchphrase.
But let's not let that distract from how good the rhyme was. It was a good rhyme. Well, I mean, it was an easy one, but it was still good.
I wear an amulet.
Oh, wait, guys. I don't know if you all know this about Kittle. And, if Kittle doesn't rhyme, Kittle dies.
Oh, shit. Amulet. Amulet. What rhymes with amulet? Quick.
I gotta take a big shit. Okay.
Oh,
see?
Phew.
Ah, for once, I saved one of your friends, Chunt, instead of accidentally killing them.
But at what cost, Arnie? At what cost?
I don't know. I accidentally made it canonical. Kittle has to take a big shit. Beloved character Kittle.
Not going to be beloved anymore when he blows up the fucking bathroom over there. Anyway. All right, thanks, Kittle. Didn't really even take our order or anything.
I am also joined by my other co-host, Kittle.
Wait, what?
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're back.
Yeah, it's nice to be on the podcast, and,
You gotta take a shit fast.
I gotta take a shit fast. Phew.
And I'm also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Lights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas, the Elves know me as Fiangela.
Gotta take a shit fast? Arnie, what's going on, buddy? Are you okay?
I don't know. The word fast just rhymes.
Yeah, but shit? Gotta take a big shit, gotta
take
a shit fast.
Names so dangerous that the excrement would leave your body at such
See,
an accelerated rate.
There's a lot of shit. Just shit in the air.
Okay, I think I know what's going on. We've had, the last couple weeks, we've had a lot of mozzarella wands.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe all that cheese is starting to compact in our stomach, okay? So maybe we should ease off the cheese, as
Kittle would say.
Kittle would rhyme, yeah.
I like cheese, though.
Ooh, cheese.
Should we get a big public service scroll up on the wall here with Kittle just saying, ease off the cheese?
Ooh, I think, yeah, that's kind of cute. And he'd kind of be shrugging like that and with a big smile.
Yeah, that's big done.
But then we'll have to cover up his previous poster that says, reading is cool, stay in school.
Yeah, that one rhymes too.
Man, I gotta say, Kittle sends a lot of good messages.
Yeah, I think he's a positive influence on our youth.
Don't do drugs, I'm a bat who eats bugs.
Here's the thing. I love Kittle. But his popularity has come on really fast. Like, he's sort of...
Arnie, what are you talking about? I feel like he's always been around.
Has he?
Am I crazy?
Yeah, I think he escaped with us from Vermilion Minotaur, didn't he? Back in season two?
Maybe. Maybe it's just we don't talk about him as much. Maybe he just kind of has broken through recently, but he's kind of always been working. You think it's an overnight sensation, but he's always been working.
You think this is a chess trunk board situation? I don't think so. I think Kettle's been here the whole time.
I specifically remember season one, towards the end, I remember he had that great catchphrase, which dates him, because he said, "We almost defeated the Dark Ward, and holy crap, I'm 4 years old."
which was like a half rhyme.
Yeah,
yeah. But at the time, he must have been four. So, Arnie, that was 8 years ago, 7 years ago?
Also, I want to say something Usador said. Chess Drunkborn, if you're here and you're alive and you're in the room, have been all this time.
You have to
say something.
I'm here, man. Sorry about that. I'm here. I'm always here.
Okay. You can assume.
Now we know.
Now we know either way. From what we did or didn't hear.
Back in on my knees and serve your cheese. Here you go. On the house since you keep ordering mozzarella ones.
Yeah.
My favorite rhyme.
Don't be a prick. Suck my dick.
Hey.
You're stepping on flowers territory there.
You didn't say stuff like this when you were 4 years old.
Anyway, those people also, Otak and Blemish, are in the tap, but they're busy. We don't need to bring them onto the mic this week.
I'll fly some new banners, and trust me, I have manners.
Okay, Kittle. I'm back.
I'm back on board. Look at that little dandelion hat. Arnie, I assume, because we must have interviewed Kittle 10 times over, so I assume he's not our guest. Who do we have for our guest today?
Well, I'm excited. I had heard a portend that there's a wizard on the way.
You heard a portend?
I heard a portend.
Maybe I'm dumb. What is a portend?
A portend is like, it's a thing. Like a thing that's coming,
Hold
right?
Hold on. You, sir. Arnie's portending to know. He's portending to know what it is.
I mean, is that a noun? Can you use it like a noun?
Portend. Look, I don't know all of Funian grammar inside and out, but I heard a portend. You've never heard a portend.
I suppose I have. I just never thought about it that way. I always thought about it as an omen, and the omen was portending something. I always thought of it as a verb. Personally, I suppose it can be a noun.
Sorry to be a little lizard.
Uh-oh.
But I'm here to bring your guest the wizard.
Okay, look.
What?
Whoa.
You can't hide the rhyme when the rhyme is wizard. One of the words we use more than any other word.
But Arnie, look, there is a wizard here.
Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all? What's going on?
Holy shit, it's Jamilius the Mauve, one of the good wizards.
Yeah, I'm one of the good ones, you know.
No.
JTM?
Arnie. No.
I didn't mean it.
No. I'm messing with you, man. It's all good. We're good, man. We're good.
I'm just relieved that our guest isn't a gizzard.
Yes.
But he is a wizard.
But yes, exactly.
Yeah, I guess
that rhyme had me thinking the wrong thing.
Gizzard, yeah.
Fried gizzards are great, though. If you haven't had those,
delicious.
Great southern food. But Usador, man, I came all the way here, man, because I couldn't believe my mind got blown. I mean, I'm sorry how it all ended last time I saw you. I know I got weird, and I had a whole moment where, like, I said you weren't my dad. You know, it was weird.
Yeah.
But
well. That's all right. These things happen with wizards. We live very long lives, and we have our ups and downs. And
I hate to interrupt, but it's going to always be awkward if you say you're not my dad. Is there any circumstance where it's not? Because if someone is your dad and you say you're not my dad, that's weird.
Arnie, you're not my dad.
See, that's weird.
I thought it was fine.
It was a little weird. You can't say, saying it casually doesn't help.
Yeah, tell Arnie.
Yeah, none of you are my dad. And Arnie, I got to say, first father of Pearl, and now this dad situation? What's going on, buddy?
Life is just always happening.
Well, Janelis, it's so good to see you. I'm glad you decided to come and visit and let bygones be bygones.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get a chance to actually talk to you, man. Now I don't know, down here, you know, I heard from other people that you were, you know, that you're still alive, and I was like, what? And I was like, I gotta get down there. I was like, not. And I was like, and then all of a sudden, I was like, I did my own spell and actually like wound up manifesting about on the other side of the mountain. But I made sure that, you know, I sent ahead a message to let you know that I was coming, you know.
Oh, poor so, time, probably.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kittle, did I get any messages?
Let me check. None on deck.
Hold on. Does he always have to rhyme? Because I feel like he wasn't always rhyming.
He always has to rhyme.
Or he will die.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure. I think last episode he did not rhyme
at
all.
Then he's dead.
Even Jamilus agreed.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you ever hear him not rhyming and we miss it, email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. Look, we'll let everything slide up until this moment. But in the future, even if
there's
if we
one
miss
thing
it,
this show
let
provides,
us know.
It is consistency.
Yes, and we stand by that.
Speaking of consistency, Jamilius, it's been so long. Do you mind? Am I putting you on the spot if I ask you to introduce yourself?
Ooh, oh, no. Full name. Never is. Never. Now, I love introducing myself. You know, it's what wizards do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm, you know, we don't know. I'm Jamilius Washington, you know, bringer of feast and famine, master of the great plantation, you know, shatter of the triangle trade winds. The dwarf knows me as that dude. You know, elves know me as always holding. You know, vampires know me as my queen to be. The tree folk know me as skirt whoop whoop chirp. And the angels know me as queasy. But I'm always known down in far south as boy. So, this is why I'm just happy to be here, you know?
It, it is good to see you. And I'm very glad that word has gotten out about my return, as it were. I was very disappointed, I must admit, even though we had left on poor terms, that you didn't come to my funeral.
You know, sometimes it's hard to face your fears, you know? It's, you know, whenever you know you've done wrong, you know, sometimes it's hard to face that fact. And, like, just to see you, you know, no longer here, you know, I couldn't deal with that. You know, all I'll be thinking about is, like, I messed up. I messed up. I shouldn't have walked out like that. What are you doing? He's the only one who actually treated you well. You know what I mean? He took you on his wing, you know? I knew that once I learned that you were still alive. I mean, I was like, hey, I got to find out, hey, how did he do it? Of course he did it. I mean, it's Phil Jacksonius, man. He can do anything. He can move with anybody, right?
Yes.
So...
I truly am a great wizard, but even I can't. Well, I guess I have done overcome the true death. I guess I did that.
You
that was
did
me.
The impossible, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that. It's like at the moment you think like there's no way, there's no possible way that a third time somebody can win, and it's like, what are you gonna do? And like, who's open? And it's like, you're gonna pass it to the white guy. The white guy's gonna take the shot, and he's the one who makes the shot. It's like, oh my god. Oh, man.
Well, it's funny because I definitely did defeat the Dark Lord and then, ascended, but stuck around as a ghost. And I guess I'm back to life. It was dead, though. It definitely was dead for real.
So I know that wizards die all the time and they come back, right?
But that happens. Oh, yeah. It happens.
But if you achieve your true purpose, then it's...
Dead for real.
You're
it's
dead
like
for real. Right. You ascend to the realm of Ephesius. A shaft of white light carries your soul
shoots
and
in
all
the sky.
Your...
Mm-hmm.
Shoots into the sky. And,
yeah. Sometimes if you're really cool, you get a second line, like a second shot of light, you know? But that light's more joyous and fun. It involves, like, brass bands and, like, a lot of umbrellas and dancing.
Ooh. That's nice.
That sounds very fun.
That's what I would
it's
want.
Very nice. I guess I have to figure out my next purpose or my... truer purpose, maybe, because I can't just be here for no reason.
So that's what I was wondering, man. I think, did you ever wonder if maybe, like, you had, like, a multifaceted purpose? You know what I mean? Like you're just such a cool wizard that they have to give you, like, multiple, like, levels. You know what I mean? Like, you couldn't just, like, have an ordinary quest. You had, like a multi-tiered quest. You know what I mean? That's what I thought.
Ooh, like a lasagna.
Yes.
Lasagna.
Yeah. It's up. You know that lasagna is like multi-flavored. You know, it's like you combining like a fusion of like two different like worlds coming together. You know, it's kind of cool, man. I was sitting meditating on it, and I was like, you know what? If it was gonna happen to anybody, it was gonna be my dude. You know what I mean? My guy is the guy who for sure has like the ridiculous quest, like the quest of all quests. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because one thing I've learned is like, you know, you can put down evil one place, but evil always springs back up, you know, because evil lives in your heart. You know what I mean? It's in the hearts and minds, people.
That is very true. Evil does live in the hearts of sentient beings, and it can creep up in other unexpected ways. So perhaps I'm, you know, maybe it's not specifically Dark Lord related. Maybe I'm more like just evil. My job is
evil?
To reduce... No. My job is to fight and reduce evil in all of its forms. Arnie, doesn't that make a lot of sense?
Sounds vague.
I don't know. Come on.
Well, you know, what if the Dark Lord is really one, like, tip of the iceberg of the darkness that is really the Dark Lord, in quotation marks?
Oh. That's an interesting take.
It's like a triangle offense.
Ooh. Well, and
a triangle
and
of sadness.
Yes, and we must remember, Jamilus, that your true purpose also is intertwined here, and perhaps we can discover the
the secrets of our purposes by working in tandem.
Well, why don't we take a quick break, and then when we come back, yeah, Jamilis, would you remind us what your true purpose is?
I love to do that.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Last year, Law and Crime brought you the trial that captivated the nation.
She's accused of hitting her boyfriend, Boston police officer John O'Keefe, with her car.
Karen Reed is arrested and charged with second-degree murder.
The 6-week trial resulted in anything but resolution.
We continue to find ourselves at an impasse. I'm declaring a mistrial in this case.
But now the case is back in the spotlight, and one question still lingers. Did Karen Reed kill John O'Keefe?
The evidence is overwhelming that Karen Reed is innocent.
How does it feel to be a cop killer, Karen?
I'm Kristen Thorne, investigative reporter with Law and Crime and host of the podcast, Karen, The Retrial. This isn't just a retrial. It's a second chance at the truth.
I have nothing to hide. My life is in the balance, and it shouldn't be.
I just want people to go back to who the victim is in this. It's not her.
Listen to episodes of Karen, The Retrial, exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
So, your true purpose, Jamilis, remind the listeners so that we can begin to unravel the mysteries that surround both of our existences.
Yeah, so my true purpose was to, I was born into this world to make sure that people didn't associate darkness with the Dark Lord. You know, if someone happens to be dark of color, that they're not bad people, you know. And I've been spending a lot of my many lives, you know, trying to make sure that I put down the oppression and the stigma of darkness. And I got to say, like, even though the Dark Lord's gone, you know, there's still people that still believe that he's still around. You know what I mean? Like, there are people who still believe, like, you know, you might say, like, oh, no, I'm like, use the word did it. He took care of it. Like, chill out. And they're like, nah, man. Like, the Dark Lord's still here because I see him all the time. You know what I mean? They're
see him where?
They're always... Well, like in the deeds of evil people, you know, the things that they don't do.
Right.
You know, the fact that, like, there's still people that, you know, if you see somebody who happens to be dark, you think that they have to be Dark Lord related, you know. And so I feel like, you know, my fight has just begun. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's almost like intensified. Like, the myth of the Dark Lord is almost worse than the Dark Lord himself. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yes. And he certainly still has followers, those dastardly villains like Drip Fang and Baron Ragoon, those terrible monstrosities. And certainly they have many followers themselves. And it is imperative that you keep doing your important work.
And I'm doing what I can do. I learn from the best, you know? And that's the thing. When I learned that you were still alive, I was like, wow, you know what that means? That, well, what if all wizards have multi-purposes? You know what I mean? What if our fights are really these things that lead us to other things we have to do. Oh. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's almost like you're unlocking another level of true purpose.
Whoa. It's like those liquids that clean both wood and glass.
What?
Multi-purpose. That is...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and the world's just full of all kinds of dirty surfaces that gotta get cleaned up.
Yeah. You, sir, what do you think your other purpose is?
I mean, I do have a lot of other interests. I enjoy cooking. I enjoy rocks. I enjoy birds.
Wait, hold on. You think your true purpose is, I was brought to this world to destroy the Dark Lord. Also, to appreciate birds.
Hey,
you're describing hobbies, dude.
If I have many purposes, who says that they're all as
high stakes as the other. Some might be a little more straightforward. Perhaps one of my duties is to open up the world of flavor to those who don't appreciate fine cuisine.
Here we go. High stakes, less than jakes.
He just keeps talking about bands he likes.
This is where, you know, that's kind of going to go in my territory, though, you know what I mean?
I'm
feasting, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, course, hey.
That's a good question. There are only so many wizards. Mm-hmm. How much purpose overlap is possible? Or do they need to kind of stay separate?
I mean, sometimes you overlap, you know, you do team ups, you know what I mean? You have a kind of a joint, you know, the Wizards Council was like the biggest team up ever, you know, it's like bringing together the greatest hits of all wizards, you know what I mean? Sorry about that, man.
You weren't a part of that, right?
No.
Oh, but, I don't know. My bracelet made me feel that. Ooh, that sucks.
But in the end, you know, you knew that you didn't need a council. You know what I mean? Like, you are the wizard among wizards. You know what I mean? He's like a wizard's wizard. You know what I mean?
Ah, yeah. I suppose having defeated the true death, I would be the greatest wizard of all time.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I've been telling everybody that. I've been walking around everywhere. I was like, man, Isidore's my wizard, man. Like, he is like that's my wizard right there, man.
Oh, which reminds me, just to take the pressure off me for a moment, Ani is the greatest warrior in all of Foon. Did you know that?
Yeah, I happen to be the greatest warrior in all of Foon now. I killed Arnor on accident, but still, it was quite a feat.
And my uncle died. So we all got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Chunt, you've always been the greatest shapeshifter in Foon, as far as I'm concerned.
That's very true.
What? Thank you so much. Wow, I'm beaming with pride. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
All the badges I've been liberating always talk about you, man.
Oh. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Although that brings up the question that I've never asked. And look, hey, Chunt, you're always first in my heart.
Oh.
Is there a generally recognized greatest shapeshifter in all of Foon?
Well, I've never really seen any shapeshifting competitions happen. You know, all I know is, you know, there happens to be like a tail of a salamander who can also become a dragon and also become a sponge.
You're talking about Dylan.
Yeah.
There's this kid, Dylan Montgomery. He's just rich, okay? Yeah, he can shapeshift into a lot, but it's just because his dad's got money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Dylan sucks. He was shapeshift king for a few years, but...
So there's a king of shapeshifting?
Yeah. Well, there wasn't until Dylan came along and his dad gold rolled him, but I hate that guy. I hate that guy.
Yes, Ani, so to answer your question, there's no, like, official ranking of shapeshifters like that. But Eroth Teroth Chalal Kalath, now this mug doth declare thee the greatest shapeshifter in Foon.
Whoa. Thanks, guys.
Although if you turn it on the back, it says, except for Dylan Montgomery.
My spell.
What the fuck?
Sorry.
Whoa, man. That hurts, man.
I must have cast the wrong spell. How did that happen, Ani?
That's fine. I'll just keep drinking out of my one that says, don't talk to me until I've had my shapeshift.
But wait, on the back it says, like unless you're Dylan Montgomery.
What? Why would I print that?
I didn't even conjure that one.
I think it's in my subconscious.
Well, I think maybe the only way to solve this is to, you know, challenge Dylan to a duel.
Ooh, yeah, some sort of shapeshift off. A shapeshift off.
A shape off.
Arnie, hand me my ink and scroll.
Sure. Okay. Is that nearby?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you always just had like a bag of holding on you.
No,
I'll write it tomorrow. I'll reach out. Yeah. Dear Dylan Montgomery.
No, dear sounds like we're on good terms. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fuck Dylan Montgomery.
Seems a little.
That's so harsh, man.
Or you don't know. Dylan doesn't know that that's to him. That might be to anybody telling them to fuck Dylan Montgomery.
Fuck you, Dylan Montgomery.
It's a little better.
How about this? Split the difference. Fuck you, dearest Dylan Montgomery.
Okay. Fuck you, dearest Dylan Montgomery. I love that. Okay. And seal it. And call a little eagle here. Take that away. Oh, I forgot to write the rest.
He's just going to assume to, like, come find you, I guess, maybe?
I guess so.
I mean, if somebody sent me a message that said, fuck you, I'm gonna hunt him down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that should suffice.
Oh, man.
Is this Dylan Montgomery dangerous in any way?
Well, I wouldn't get him in the back alley, you know. People that are rich, they do weird stuff, man. Like, I heard that he might be, you know, dating people to eat them.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate
or
it.
Or great. I don't know.
What'd you say, Artie?
Or great.
What the fuck?
I see what you did there. I gotcha.
That looks like selfless. I don't know. Or maybe he's just too into that. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
That was a little eagle, by the way.
Yeah.
That was such a small eagle.
Very little
eagle. It's not about the size of the eagle, you know? Like, it's about how you use the eagle that really counts, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how it flaps, how it pecks, you know? Does it get a beak up in there, you know?
Wait, are we still talking about eating pussy?
I mean... I'm just saying, like, I'm all about that feasting, you know what I mean?
That's my boy.
That's my purpose. That's, right. that's my purpose on food. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You're not my dad.
See, that was awkward.
That was weird. That was weird. Now you said, you're not my daddy, you know, like that. Okay. And that would work, you know.
Elongate the wine. You, sir, could one of your multi-purposes be to take care of Arnie?
Oh, yeah.
To watch over him, to light
his
way?
That's true. There's been no other entity in Foon like Arnie. It is certainly a singularity, an aberration that he's here at all. So maybe it is fate that I am here to oversee his well-being and ensure that no harm doth befall him.
You know what? Once again, I'm willing to believe it's all about me.
Does that mean that when he dies of possible old age and you're gone, Usador?
Well, I mean, if I'm still fighting, you know, the Dark Lord, the entire larger darkness iceberg that's underneath the water, then
But I feel like that's Jamilius's thing.
Yeah, but, well, his is a little more focused on people's hearts and minds.
Mine's more about,
like, rooting out the source of evil.
Evil itself, you know. He's trying to get to the root of all evil, you know. Where I'm really about the, you know, the essence of evil, you know.
Yes.
I
mean? And Anna, you're more of a side purpose.
Sure.
You're just like a little side piece.
Okay. Like green beans.
So you're like a snack.
Okay, well, thank you.
Ooh.
I'll take that.
Arnie, you fucking snack.
Jamilius, can I ask you, this all sort of brings up, you know, when Usador achieved his true purpose of destroying the Dark Lord and...
Which I did.
Yeah, and it just totally happened.
And I just want to point out, though, also one thing that I think is pretty crazy. Like, did you maybe... I'm done with sidetracking. Usador, did you know when you had those obsidian weapons that, like... There was, like, something bigger that the fact that we couldn't really die? Did you know that? Did you understand that? I was thinking, like, you know what? Maybe this whole time he knew that wasn't really dangerous for us, and he was just trying to make sure that we understood that to bring us together, if we didn't have that fear in our hearts, we weren't really going to come together. So maybe the Wizards Council coming together was really about... you manipulating us in the best possible way to do exactly what we need to do. Be the best team we could be.
I definitely was trying to pull the strings behind the curtains to make sure that everyone
was on the board
exactly where they needed to be to ensure.
That's why you're my wizard. That's why you're my wizard, man. That's why you're my wizard.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Well, that brings me back to my question, Jamilius. Have you ever thought much about the true death for yourself? I mean, not to be morbid or anything, but, you know, with Usador achieving his purpose and leaving Foon, is it cause any reflection for you? How did you feel about the impending closeness of your own true purpose?
Yeah, it's something I thought about a lot, man. I've been wrestling with it at night, you know, like, but you know what? For me, if I meet my true purpose, then that means that the world is a better place. It's worth it. You know what I mean? What else am I here for but to make sure that people don't have any kind of prejudice whatsoever? Like, that's like living on forever in the hearts of people, you know? Like, you know, maybe one day, you know, you know, some people will choose to, you know, celebrate me, you know, and maybe have a day off from work, and maybe, you know, one tiny city might choose not to and be weird about it and, like, get ridiculed and criticized, you know, but, you know, that's a hot-ass city and nobody wants to go there, so who cares about it? So, you know, it's one of those things that I think about it, but you know what? You know what, Arnie? One thing I have to say about Foon is that Foon gives and Foon gives back. And sometimes you don't understand it until you see the hearts, you see people's faces, when you see them like just become themselves, you know, be able to look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm somebody who cares. I'm somebody who's somebody. Just because of what I look like doesn't mean that I have to be judged. And I think that Foon is the only place where you could shapeshift in real life, or you could shapeshift in your mind.
Wow. If I may, to summarize, Arnie's a snack. Foon gives back.
Come on, me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry,
Kittle. But Kittle can use that if he's in a pinch, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, he slammed the kitchen door. He's really pissed. Well, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come right back and keep catching up with Jamilius.
You know those creepy stories that give you goosebumps? The ones that make you really question what's real? Well, what if I told you that some of the strangest, darkest, and most mysterious stories are not found in haunted houses or abandoned forests, but instead in hospital rooms and doctor's offices? Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. So if you crave totally true and thoroughly twisted horror stories and mysteries, Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries should be your new go-to weekly show. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery Show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Jamilius, I have to ask, just because I'm always so curious, anytime a wizard comes to town, have you learned any new spells?
Oh, yeah, actually, I actually did. You know, I learned a real cool spell recently. You know, my whole thing is freestyle spells, you know, but I'm also starting to learn other kinds of freestyling that also create spells. So I've been doing a lot of freestyle BMX biking. I've also been doing some real good freestyle swimming as well. And then I also been doing a lot of freestyle as far as like just randomly choosing stuff out of my closet. And when I put it on, random foods appear. You know what I mean? Like, so I might grab a t-shirt and then grab a tie. And then all of a sudden I got a muffin that's also a hot dog.
Ooh.
Wow.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I was going to ask about your outfit. It's good.
Are you shapeshifting into Kittle? What's happening?
No, I'm just saying his outfit. It's
man. Yeah, I just kind of threw it together, you know. I put this on, and I actually wound up getting a soup that goes from hot to cold.
Huh. Ooh. Like, you know, like most soup over time.
No, but like not like cold. I'm talking like cold. I'm talking like cold. Like if you look at that soup and like it'll get you pregnant.
Oh,
whoa! Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a fertility soup.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Don't want that, but that's very powerful sounding.
I like the soup. I actually have a name for it.
Wait a second. Hold on. You're talking about your soup that can get people pregnant. Is this a euphemism?
No, what do you mean?
No, never mind. No, it's just a soup. They can get that.
Okay,
good.
Kind of soup.
Sorry, not to be immature. I don't need to be immature about it. But the soup aside, and I'm going to be very clear. Yeah, I don't want the soup.
It's a Chamberlain soup.
Soup's not a side. It's a starter, Arnie.
This reminds me, Jamilius.
Yeah.
The best food I've ever eaten in Foon, or frankly, anywhere else, because really, the bar is pretty low for good food in Foon.
How dare you.
Has been magically made by you. Would you mind magically conjuring some food for us to eat?
I'd love to do that for you. What are you feeling right now? What's your taste? You're looking for? You want some sweet, some sour? You looking for spicy? What you into right now?
Maybe spicy, but not too spicy. So mild. Like mild.
Okay. So mild. Okay. Something mild.
Arnie, I always say you're a mild and lazy guy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'm going through, kicking sure, getting all the sin. Going out there with the rock hot call. Can I get a sound with the vibe on fire? When I'm on, no, my heart is on, no, no. With the don't trip and I won't down, trip and I won't down, trip and I won't down, trip and I don't put it in, but I don't
boom. Holy, there's so much of it all over the table.
It's a bunch of mild curry.
Oh wow!
That looks smells delicious too.
Come on, guys, no outside food. Come on.
Okay, it's magical food. It's okay, man. It's cool. I'll show you how to make some of that.
I own the place. It's all right.
It's a mild curry. You know, it's a food that's like perfect for a palate that might be not used to the spice, but wants to claim that it, you know, has had the spice. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, you can actually say to your friends, like, hey, I had that curry, man. It was so good. I mean, it was kind of hot, but it was so good. Mm-hmm. But the people, you know, so it's just allowing you to really experience that, you know?
Now, Jamilius, I have to ask, do you think, because I have my own opinion, but do you think that mild curry has changed the food game for the better or for the worse? Because I feel like since mild curry, a lot of people have been taking a lot of outside shots with food.
Well, you know, sometimes, you know, you want to make sure that you have a good, you know, assortment of things at the table. You know, it's more about like what's on the plate around that curry, you know.
Yeah.
Is that curry something that might have, you know, counted out because it was out of commission for a while, but, you know, it was 86, but then it comes back, you know, and all of a sudden it's the most important piece of that entire plate. And you know, that plate is a championship winning plate, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But do you think that curry could ever, like, make the transition to a different meal?
I mean, it's not like it's some kind of like crazy, you know, steak dinner, you know what I mean? It's not like that, you know what I mean? Like, you know, the only thing you really have that can like make that transition is steaks, you know, especially if it's a whole, you know, like a real like championship, you know, caliber steer, you know, like a real, you know, like a bull, you know, like a real bull,
right.
You know what I mean? That's the kind of stuff that can like transcend like that.
Like a Kobe beef.
Yeah, like a Kobe or like an MJ beef, you know, maybe. I mean,
most juicy?
Most juicy steak. We also some real rod beef rods, you know, really great.
I'm a real rod man.
Yeah, yeah. But you know my favorite beef, really underrated, is the coach beef.
Are you talking about Steve Kerse?
Oh no, I'm talking about the Ku Coach beef.
Oh, okay, yeah. Steve Kerse. Ever since he started making curry, it just feels like it's really excelled. And not that curry wasn't great before. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, he has that magic touch. You know, when you have the tree of great makers of dishes, he's able to make amazing things. I knew him. I actually met him.
What? Did he curse you? Because that's the whole thing, right?
Oh, okay. No, you know, he actually didn't curse me. But I got to experience some of his cursing.
Wow.
And it's amazing. To see that man, like, work his magic on people. Magic in quotation marks on people. It's not real magic, you know.
Right.
It's not real magic, you know what I mean?
Curses isn't magic,
ain't the same thing.
Are the rumors true? Did he curse more than Bobby the Knight? You know, Bobby the Knight once threw a horse at me.
Whoa, man, that's crazy.
He said he was just trying to help me get a ride, but I knew what he was doing.
Well, you know what? Bobby the Knight, he tried to choke me out.
What?
I'm sorry That's I didn't terrible. Tell you about that, Usador, but, you know, I took care of myself, but, yeah, he tried to choke me out, and I was like, nah, man, and then I wound up taking that, I took everything away from him. I gave him a straight famine inside of his stomach. Have you ever seen food disappear from someone's stomach? Ooh. You know what I mean? It's like worse than taking the taste out of someone's mouth. It's like they don't have anything inside of themselves, and their body's supposed to eat themselves.
Malnourishment is the, the devil, indeed.
Heart pass.
Speaking of Ani, are you enjoying the curry? Did you get to try any yet?
It's perfect.
Oh, you like the curry?
It's perfect.
Yes, really.
Yes.
You can tell you're
crying. I'm crying, and it's not from the heat. I'm just crying because it's perfect.
Oh, Arnie, I have an idea. How about you keep eating that curry, have Jamilius make it spicier and spicier while you continue the interview?
Okay.
And maybe I can ask you some interesting questions about yourself, you know, like things that you wouldn't really, you know, reveal, but you're like, how'd you come up with that idea, you know?
Okay, you can ask me questions.
Okay.
But careful, don't ask me a hot one. Because then I might not be able to handle it.
So, Arnie, when you were in third grade, I heard that you really wanted to be a person who traveled places and did something important. Now that you find yourself in a different place, do you feel that you have really reached a mountaintop, or do you feel you have other places to go? And when you do that, why don't you put a little bit more of that curry on there, like a little extra curry on there?
Right. Wow.
Great. Ooh, nice, mild question.
I know it was mild, but whoo.
Here, there's a glass of milk.
Sorry, I'm just exhausted by the thought of climbing a pinnacle of a mountain. I might need to use the restroom.
So, Usador, I had one question for you. Now that you're back, you know, and you're here, would you mind meeting my... I met somebody.
What?
Nice.
I really want to bring them home to be able to meet somebody important to me. And now that I have you back, I wanted to see if you would be interested in meeting them.
Well, of course.
It's a living tree. Okay. And they are just the most wonderful being that I've really ever met, other than you. And I really wanted them to meet somebody who really meant something to me. You know?
Wow, that's beautiful. Congratulations, Jamilus.
Yes, this is wonderful news as far as I'm concerned. I would be ecstatic to meet them. Did you bring them with you today, or should we make a plan to meet somewhere else?
I think we make a plan to meet somewhere, you know, something like maybe I can make a meal for everybody. We can hang out. We can kind of do that, you know. If you wanted to bring anybody along as well, you could do that too, you know, if you wanted to.
Well, I'm not really, you know, things with me and Genlevia sort of on a sour note.
You store. Psst. Hey, what? Do you want me to run? Excuse myself, put on a wig, and come back and pretend to be your date?
Oh, to pretend to be my date?
Yeah.
I was with you up till that point.
He's doing the psst thing again.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Just trying to help you out.
Sorry. Yes, of course. Let's make dinner plans. I love it.
Okay, yeah. So I just
want to... Can I ask, does Genlevia know that you're alive again?
I mean, if Jamilus knows, then surely she...
Yeah, she knows.
She knows?
Yeah, she knows.
Did she...
That's how I found out.
Did she say anything? Did she...
Yeah, she was... She was not happy.
Yeah, that and sounds right.
You would think that when if somebody was alive, you know, the first person that they would go to would be, you know, the person that they get about, you know.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, you would think that.
But that was, but I think she understood that, like, you know, you were as confused as we all confused.
I've been steeped in study and trying to understand exactly what happened, hoping to bring answers before I revealed myself. It's wonderful to see you, but, you know, I'd hoped to have a more definitive explanation of what occurred, you know, before I saw the other wizards, just to clarify things.
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, if you show up empty-handed, you're gonna get your ass handed.
Okay,
you know, just so you know that, you know what I mean?
Maybe my true purpose is sweating a lot.
Am I misremembering? Does she still have your dick in a jar?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she could. It's possible, certainly.
It's possible.
She could.
You expect a more specific answer to that, but...
Well, I mean, she's got one of them.
It's got to be somewhere.
Oh, guys, be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool, be cool.
Hello, Dylan.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. I see you're still a little salamander.
Yeah, I am a salamander.
Oh, and you're wearing a super expensive tunic. I assume your dad bought you that?
Look. I don't want to have to come here, but you said fuck you. You know what? Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Run back to daddy. Calm down.
Look, I just want to let you know.
Yeah?
That I am going to open up a restaurant right across the street from here. And it's going to be the most amazing place. It's going to have the most Foonian stars that you've ever seen.
Oh, as if you could get a Foonian star. Come on. What are you going to serve, huh?
We're barely breaking even.
I'm going to serve Badger.
Oh, fuck. The one thing I didn't want him to serve. Wait,
but
no.
You've
got to
admit, you've got to be curious.
Wait.
Who's fucking who now, huh? Who's fucking who now?
I just
bit you over and I am fucking you.
Come
right
on, stop bending me over. Come on.
Okay, hey, all right, not here.
Arnie, you sure? Does he mean he's serving badgers or he's serving badgers?
Oh.
I think it's on the menu.
Because if he's serving badgers, I think... Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Different things mean different things.
Arnie, thank you. That's what I... You sir, Jamilius.
Yeah. What's up, man? What's up, man?
Can you guys, like, fucking zap this guy or something? Like...
Oh, yeah.
Just fucking blow his shit up, like...
What? Do you just want to zap him? We can just zap him.
We can zap him. We can also make it, you know, you can zap him or we can, you know, do something weird with him, you know?
Yeah. If I had known you just wanted to zap him, we could have done that right away.
Yeah,
that's
if you really walked in, we could have zapped
him. Okay. Hey, Dylan, I know you have money. You have money, but I have two wizards. Take it away, boys.
Zap! I'm kind of bored with the zapping already. You want to do something weird?
Yeah, let's do something weird.
That was weird. I thought that was kind of.
Are they going to zap him? Are they going to zip him?
No, we're going to.
Because I could watch that for 5 to 8 minutes, I guess, tops.
Jamilus, lock eyes with me, and we're going to cast a spell that makes him be Ani's dad.
Yeah.
Eroth. Truth, Kartala, Kimberly,
and
Hello?
What?
Hello? Arnie?
Dad?
Arnie, where am I?
You're not my dad.
Yes!
And more than that, I don't want your life.
Weird way to say it, but nice one.
No!
Oh, wow.
Wow. I didn't realize how emo Dylan is. He kind of has his hair parted to where it covers one of his eyes.
Yeah.
Which is weird on a salamander.
Yeah. It all made perfect sense.
Well, it's kind of weird, though, that Dylan won't be able to, you know, hold any shapes anymore now.
Yeah.
You can also tell that his tunic was, like, pre-ripped, like it came that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, like, man? It's one of those things where, you know, it's like that he went to, like, some kind of place, you know, like, you know, Foonian Outfitters or something like that. You know, where it's like everything just like, oh, come on, man. Like, you know, I could give you that for like $10. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, the Dylans in this world, you know, sometimes you got to have them around. You know what I mean?
Because it really makes you understand
what real is, you know, who's real and who's not.
Everybody needs a foil. And Arnie, your foil is foil. First, outside, inside, last. Math.
Perhaps here... In this moment of teaching Dylan some lesson, giving him his comeuppance, perhaps our true purposes have been refined even further. That it's not purely evil. It's people who are just kind of being dicks.
Yeah.
The real evil of the world. Because you can get rid of oppression you see in your face, but somebody just being a dick, it's hard to spot that.
Lesson learned, the fool is burned.
The food is burned.
Kettle, get out of here.
It's always
no
fucking
outside
up our orders.
Food, you piece of shit.
I would agree with the statement lesson learned, except for the fact that we're all still listening to this. You've been listlessly scrolling through your inbox while half listening to Hello from the Magic Tavern, a fake podcast. User or the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Jamilius the Mauve was played by special guest Anthony LeBlanc. If Chess Trunkborn the Mimic did actually say anything in this episode, it was Travis McElroy. If he didn't, well, that's okay too. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Sean Feeney, Emily Rosemary, Ben Rabin, Cat Wood. I know we've done Cat Wood before. Clearly you've got dirt on one of the producers, Cat, and I applaud you. Matt Redman, Dominique Dixon, John Murphy, Peter Huber, Alex Field, Ezra, Luca Hibbard Curto, Laura Lebeds, Stephanie Corrigan, and Jack Watson. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Well, Jack Watson mentioned above only gets one bonus episode a month. I can't explain it. I just feel like you're not quite there yet, Jack. I hope you'll understand. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. I know, I still haven't mastered the impression.
Oh, you did fine. I mean, you did your best.
Absolutely, a passable effort.
Oh, thanks.
And we say that as your equals.
Right, my equals.
Yeah, no, if there's one thing we can all be sure of, it's that the three of us share equal skill, equal ability, and equal status in the world. Interchangeable in every way.
I think I might go lie down.
Wait, no. Not just interchangeable, dare I say. Craig and I might be better than you?
Actually, yeah, that sounds right. Etiquette, baking, fashion sense, mixology, hair and skin regimen. We come out on top in all of those.
Don't do this. There'll be no way to reverse it.
Quiet. Are you okay, Tim? You need a second? You should be able to hear how Craig and I are better than you in all regards, right?
Sure. It just seems like that's quite an umbrella statement to just throw out there.
Not if it's true. And it is true, right, Craig?
Oh, absolutely. From every unbiased, impartial angle, Trisha and I, we're both just a little bit better than you, Tim. And more than that.
Please, please stop.
I like myself.
Well, that's a relief, because doing a quick exit poll around the room, I'm not sure who else does. Craig, you've been wearing a delivery person's outfit for half a decade, and the only thing you're currently delivering is resting sidekick face.
Welcome back, sir.
And you, Trisha. You're the first person I've met where the title unpaid intern still makes me feel like I'm coming out on the short side of the bargain.
I can't believe it. All it took to break that programming was the threat of us almost feeling good about ourselves.
Why are my amulets and capes so dusty? How much time has passed? And why isn't the storage room door ajar? That's critical for ventilation around here.
We can explain everything, sir, but you're going to have to trust us.
No.
Okay, then just shut up and listen.
Hey, listen, man, I'll never tell, okay? You don't know when old Chest is around. I'm here. Just waiting to be asked to be on the show again.
Everyone has that friend who seems
kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day...
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Kat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are locked.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Kat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.